Today I want to talk to you from Carmel prayer. Prayer at Carmel. James chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. Verse James chapter 5, 17 and 18. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. The word is yours. People are yours. We pray that you'll speak to us. Enlarge our borders today. Bring glory to your name. Help us to hear your sweet voice calling out our names tenderly. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Speak to us, Lord. Everybody say, speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. Our hearts are ready to receive your word. Our hearts are ready to receive your word. Our hearts are ready to receive your word. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. How many of you have some passions in life? You like something, you do something. You are in your flesh. You think many things, you want to do many things. Elijah was somebody very similar to us. How many of you have heard of Elijah? You have heard of Elijah? Elijah was a person, and if I ask you of Elijah in one word, you would say he brought down fire from heaven. That's his trademark. He brings fire from heaven. But this man Elijah was similar like you and me. And today I want to tell you that there is nothing more powerful than your prayer life. Amen. There is nothing more powerful than your prayer life. That's so powerful. The Bible says here, he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it did not rain. And he prayed again, and then it rained. So climatic conditions can be controlled by your prayer. Last week, before I went to my native, my grandma called me Saturday night. She was in pain. She was in bad pain. She could not get up from the bed. She had a fall and she was crying bitterly. And I did not know what to pray, but suddenly faith came. We prayed, Lord, when we go back, she should be ready. She should have a good time with her great-grandchildren. Fourth generation. So, with the great-grandchildren. And what happened is, we prayed. I prayed for her over the phone. Just over the phone. And you will not believe, when we went there, she was already sitting on a chair. It was a miracle. Big miracle. That night onwards, my grandfather is telling, you pray always. Always you only. Family prayer. You pray. You pray. First time he's telling me, a 93-year-old. 92-year-old, my grandpa, telling you pray always. What was the difference? Prayer. Hallelujah. My dad had this herpes. Herpes. I don't know how many of you know about herpes. Herpes is like chicken pox. When you get old, that chicken pox attack comes, and he had some boils, and it pains very badly, it seems. People say for 3 months it will be there. So much of pain. And he told me, I have this herpes. I said, I do not know about herpes, I know about Jesus. You better get ready. I curse that boils from your body in the name of Jesus. You won't believe, in 2 days everything was healed. 2 days, just, it is a big miracle. Then other people, unbelievers are there, they will come, don't you have a pricking pain? Then immediately he will say, I think I have a pricking. I said, nothing is there. Everything is gone. You will not sit like this if you are having that. Because that is that sort of pain. That's what I have heard. Friends, I'm not telling it for any boast. I'm just trying to encourage you here. Your prayers ought to be powerful. Your prayers have to be powerful. And today I want to tell you some secrets in which your prayers can be powerful. Hallelujah. Powerful prayers. You know what is powerful prayer? When you sit under that prayer itself, many a time many people have told me, actually your prayers are powerful. I have not understood that much, but I don't know the phrase or but I pray that all of the people in our church will catch up with that. Amen. That your prayers will be powerful. That will have power to control the weather. Hallelujah. So, how powerful? Many people look at your IQ level, intelligence quotient, correct? Before getting work. If you are a mentally retarded person, nobody will give you work. But if you are having high IQ, they want. But in spiritual life, your PQ is important. What is that? Prayer quotient. Amen. Your prayer quotient. How is your prayer quotient? How is your prayer life? And today, I want to encourage you from the Carmel experience that your prayers can be powerful and it can bring fire from heaven. How many of you know that there is something called as heaven and hell? You know? If you do not know, that day you will know. One day, our tabernacle will break off. One day, our body will be, our life will be gone from our body. And then our soul will go to the place where it has to go. As how you lived. If you lived with your mother-in-law, tug of war. No tug of war, both of you will be there down. Hallelujah. If you live with your husband in bitterness, do you think when Jesus comes, you will be taken up? No? Hallelujah. Your spiritual life is important. Your prayer life is important. In your prayer life, most important thing is your forgiveness. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So the pastor, no, Raju offended me so much. So what should I do? I should forgive him. Forgive him. As much as I forgive him, the Lord forgives me. Because I am in my flesh and I am bound to make mistakes. I can make mistakes. But as I forgive others with all my heart, what will the Lord do? He will forgive and heal me and heal my land. My sister was telling me again and again, in UK there is this Down syndrome. Every family, I do not know why. Autism. People are being born with autism. What is happening in that land? And they are very easily living like that. People, I'm talking about even believers. One in the family, there will have nobody in the family with that disease, but their children are born with. What is that? We do not know. But there should be one Elijah there who will change the cycle. Hallelujah. In Bangalore, in India, we hear of rapes. We hear of all these unwanted activities. What all are we hearing every day? In our news channels, we hear a lot of things. Friends, I want to tell you that when you are there, your prayers can change the cycle. Your prayers can change the direction of the wind. Your prayers can change people on how they behave towards you. There is so much power in your prayer. And today, I want to encourage you that every prayer of yours will be like a Carmel prayer. Not camel prayer, Carmel prayer. Amen. Let's come to First Kings chapter 18. Very soon, I want to finish. And by 12:30 at least, if we can wind up, it will be good. So, let's go. In First Kings chapter 18, we read that in verse 17 onwards. 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed Baalim. So the king of the land is telling, hey, troublemaker. Why? 3.5 years, no rain. You troublemaker. What does? See, these are the days where you have to, where we are living in extreme opposition. Being a Christian is not such easy thing. Hallelujah. So this day I want to tell you that we are not troublemakers. None of you will be troublemakers, but you will be destiny makers, destiny changers. Hallelujah. When you think that you are a troublemaker, when people think that you are troublemakers, don't forget that you are not troublemakers, we are destiny changers. We change people's destiny for the better by telling them about the love of the Lord. May all of you become destiny changers in Jesus' name. Amen. May everyone who comes in contact with you experience the love and the power of the Almighty God. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, have served Baal, and that's what has brought trouble. Friends, some things happen cyclically in your family. Some of them have, fathers have diabetes, and you will say, I am ready for diabetes. Don't be ready, but change the cycle. Hallelujah. If there has been a cycle of sicknesses in your family, it doesn't mean that you have to have that. You can lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I am your son. This will not affect me. I am your son. I come against everything that is working in my family, in my career, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the sight of a man of God. Some people are ready to accept. My father was diabetic. So father, and for pastor, I will also become diabetes. My father lived in debt, so I will also live in debt. That's not the way it should be. The Lord can change everything. Today, the Lord is releasing his anointing on your life that is breaking everything that has to be broken from your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, in Jesus' name. We sung that today. God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. That cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will live. The resurrection power of Christ is working in me. It's working in my family. Come on, tell. The resurrection power of Jesus is working in my family. It's working in my land. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Clap your hands. Worship the Lord for some time. In the name of Jesus, let every attack of the enemy be gone from your family. In the name of Jesus, let deaf ears be opened, let blind eyes see, let diabetes, sugar, everything leave your body. In the name of Jesus, you needn't live with that. Lift your hands and say, I needn't live with that. I needn't live with that. I am an Elijah called. I am an Elijah called to be a destiny changer. Hallelujah. And then we read in verse 19, now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Friends, I want to tell you, never forget that the most important thing that we need in this season is a new anointing from God. A new breakthrough from God. A new grace from God. No place is secure except the dwelling place of the Almighty God. So here we read that Ahab asks them to gather all people in Mount Carmel. Carmel means the vineyard of the Lord. Everybody say the vineyard of the Lord. See, when you invite people into the vineyard of the Lord, that's where bondages break. What is the vineyard of the Lord? The church. Hallelujah. I have seen ministry is not that easy. Many people try going and praying for people. It backfires on them. How many of you know what I'm telling? You go without an anointing and go and pray for anybody, it will backfire on you. If you are urged by the Lord, if you are sent by the Lord, go. But without the knowledge of God, don't go. Some people just go and pray for people, but destruction is happening in there. Family. Why? Because prayer is like electricity. What is that? Prayer is like electricity. Your spiritual life is like electricity. Only the BESCOM people can jump on the wire, and you go and touch the wire, what will happen? You will stand there for long. For your life. Ministry is very important. The offices have the anointing. As a pastor, when the people of God, when God gives you the gift of pastor, he has that office and he has that anointing. And when he prays, current will not come. But when you pray for some things, because you are involving in the world and doing all these things, it's been a long time since you saw the Lord, and then you come and pray, what will happen? Immediately repercussions will happen. How many of you understand what I'm telling you? This has happened, I have seen it. You go and pray. For example, if I'm praying for Brother Vijay, I'm going there. And I'm not a pastor, I'm just going as a lay believer and praying, Lord, touch him. He's looking at me like this. He doesn't have any faith in my prayer. But he's praying. What happens? No, it will backfire on me. Because he is not able to take that. Once he is set by God's word, once his heart is touched by God's word, when I go and pray, it will be a blessing for him. Otherwise, don't go and pray for every Tom, Dick and Harry. I have seen of people, especially in election times, they pray for the bless the biggest, I'm not telling you. They pray for them. But what happens? All their sins come to be a part. So when people come to me for prayer, I will not bless them. I will say, I pray that God will guide them. Every word in your prayer is important. Have you understood that? That's why we read in Romans 8 that we do not know how to pray as we ought to pray. We do not know. Prayer is not that easy. But the Holy Spirit intercedes us. Intercedes with us. Guides us in our prayer life. Amen. So, make sure that when you pray for anybody, you have that unction and the urge. And if your faith is low, don't pray for anybody. If your faith is low means, you are itself knowing that you are in a tough situation. And then you are going and praying for a cancer patient. What will happen? That fellow will die and then you will have some other disease. So don't do that. When your faith is on a high, go and pray. When there is a constant flow, when you know in your spirit, when you pray, things will happen. So, make sure that your prayer life is given much heed to. In Colossians 4 and verse 2 says, as people of God, we should devote ourselves in prayer. That's our duty. But there is a protocol. We have to wear the armor of God. In Ephesians 6 we read, and praying with all prayers. When? After putting the armor of God. The belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Yeah, there you go. Then shield of faith. Helmet of salvation. Then the sword of, what is that? The word of God. The shoes of the gospel. Be ready with that. And then pray. With prayer. Because this is battlefield. Many people first minute itself we get out. You have seen, the World Cup. I remember 2003 World Cup. We all were watching. Australia, they were going all guns blazing. Then our Sachin and Sehwag came. Oh my goodness. Oh, heart was in my mouth. Worship is going to happen. And it's just a Sunday. 4 o'clock worship happens. 3 o'clock I'm still in front of the TV. If I see a 6 and then go, it will add to my... Very short, very soon, our Ayago... Sachin is out. And then Sehwag tried doing something. Friends, we have seen this many times. Straight, first. In the same way, when you try to pray, first moment itself, gone, your wicket is out. Why? Because the enemy is attacking your prayer. And in Colossians 4, we read that, hallelujah, we have to watch in prayer, continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So whenever you are failing in your prayer, what you should do? Just give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That gives you the fire and you will score a century. Amen. You understood this? Without thanksgiving, you cannot have a prayer life. So, Lord, I thank you. Suddenly, Shraddha is thinking, okay, let me pray for somebody in my house. And suddenly, you're praying. Suddenly, there is some block, some obstacle. We don't know. So, what you should do? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior, mighty God, I praise you, I worship you. And suddenly the Spirit's aid come and you start going again in top gear. Amen. Yes. So that's how your prayer life should be. So watch, continue in prayer. In NIV it says devote yourself to prayer. Can you see that? Devotion, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So being watchful is very important. None of you will sleep in prayer. None of you will sleep here, first of all. None of you will sleep in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
you will watch in it with thanksgiving. So for your prayer quotient is very much important in the scheme of God. And now in Carmel, number one, Carmel is the vineyard of the Lord. It's the place where bondages are broken. It's the place where God reveals who He is. Carmel is also a place of decision making. We read that in verse 21, 1 Kings 18 and 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. If Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Like how many people in the church are like this. We tell, come out for prayer. Is it, Pastor, tomorrow fasting prayer? Huh? I am planning to feast tomorrow. See, there many people do not say a word. These people also were same like that. They, when the altar call happens, sad, very sad. Elijah is telling, if God be God, follow him. If Baal be God, follow him. How long are you in two boats? Many of us want to be like that, no? Good people in the world, balle balle in the club. Sunday, hallelujah too. If God be God, follow him. If Baal be God, follow him. Don't be here and there, because you will get adi from there and here also. It's not a good proposition. You understand what I'm telling? Hallelujah. So if Baal be God, follow him. It's a time of decision making. If you want your prayers to be powerful, if you are a wavered, half-hearted guy, your prayers are not going to be powerful. You should have a conviction in your heart. I serve the God of Israel. I serve the God who gave his life for me. I serve a God, a living and powerful God. And I serve him. Monday, what did I do on Sunday? Many people are forgetting there. From Monday to Saturday in the world. But on a Sunday, hallelujah, God is fighting for us. No, it will not happen. So friends, Carmel prayer can only happen when you take a firm decision. When you have a determination in your heart. When you have a determination in your heart to follow the Lord. Today, I give you that choice. If you have not made God as your Savior, if you have not completely surrendered to the Lord, make that choice today and say, "Lord Jesus, I give my heart to you. I will follow you." That's what we sung. I will follow you all of my days. Carmel, only in that decision will your prayers be powerful. Otherwise, if you think, seeing Bahubali on Sunday is also okay, Pastor. Where did God say that? Then you go and follow him. If you follow the Lord, serve him. Strictly no to secular songs. Strictly no to. Some believers want to see paranormal movies. Otherwise the thrill is not there. Demons will haunt you. Don't play with fire. How many blue whale attacks are happening? You know now how many people. Last week I heard that in Belgavi, I don't know whether they were telling it's a trick, but many children were having that marks of that blue whale. So friends, it's a dangerous time which we are living in. And if we are not serving the Lord, we will be caught prey to the enemy's attacks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So may your life be like Mount Carmel, where you take a decision for the Lord. When you know that He is the Lord. When you know that He is the one whom you serve. See, you live or die, it's for the Lord. You are the Lord's. Romans 14 says that. Romans 14 and verse 7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. We live unto the Lord. What is your dream, Pastor? I want to go to the land of dreams. The land of dreams. No more, it's a dreamland. Earlier it was dream, but now no cream in the dream. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, for none of us liveth to himself,
and no man dieth to himself. Whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. That passion should be there. We live unto the Lord. We die unto the Lord. Do you have that passion? If you are not having that passion, I'm sorry, your prayers are not going to be powerful. Whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. And verse 8 says, whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the Lord's. I pray that all of you will belong to the Lord. You are the Lord's. I belong to Him. I remember one World Cup final, football final. I think it's the 98 final. I don't know whether... Samiksha, did you see that? Brazil and I think it was Argentina or France. Yeah, France. So Brazil won the cup. And after the final whistle was blown, there were these Brazilian footballers who lifted their... I think it is 2002 cup or 2003 cup, yeah, 2003 cup, and where we see that they lifted their the t-shirts, and then it was written behind their t-shirt, I belong to Jesus. Around 6 players were there, including the goalkeeper, who revealed to the entire thousands and millions who were watching that time. They knelt down, they called all of them, all of the prayer, all of the people in the team, and they prayed to the Lord. And all their t-shirts carried this message, I belong to Jesus. Prayer, powerful prayers happen from that realization, I belong to the Lord. Wherever I go, I belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the discipleship class, we were talking about a man called Samuel Morris, a small boy. You can go and research. I have not heard of Samuel Morris, but go and research. Wonderful man of God. And one of the team is named by Samuel Morris. Samuel Morris was a person who was caught by cannibals. He was burnt, he was hit. And then he came to US with an urge of knowing more about the Holy Spirit. He saw the light, like how Paul saw the light. And in his lifetime, 10,000 people were saved. He doesn't know a bit of English, but he shook New York City for the glory of God. Samuel Morris, go and research it. Powerful miracle. Pandita Ramabai, the first Sanskrit Pandita, who was called Pandita by the government of India. She was the ambassador of the Holy Spirit in India. That's the power of the gospel. What are we doing? We want God so that our bank balances will increase. We want God so our promotion. We want God so that we will travel in the dream car. Wrong! Your prayers are not going to be effective. You should have this understanding. I belong to Jesus. This generation needs you, brother. Hallelujah. The world will not suffer without a software engineer. It will, in fact, run well. But if there is a woman of prayer, man of prayer, less, it will affect. Will you take this challenge? Mount Carmel, I will be a man of prayer. Powerful prayer. Where I will make a decisive action for the Lord. He is mine. I belong to Him. He is mine. And I belong to Him. With that realization will come powerful prayers. Amen. So you can research Pandita Ramabai. Mukti Mission, it's still there. You can also research about Samuel Morris. I pray that you will do some good homework this week. Amen. So, Carmel is the place of decision making, and hope you will take that decision for the Lord. And then Elijah said, okay, now all of you are confused who the real God is, like many in the church these days. They do not know who the real God is. Because the same things happen here and there. The same things happen here and there. Look at what happened in the camp of Baal. So the challenge was this. The Lord who answers by fire, He is the true God. Okay? And so, the Baal guys started. And look at what they were doing. In verse 26, They took the bullock which was given them and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning, evening, even until noon, saying, "Oh Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, nor any answer. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. What were they doing? Leaped upon the altar. Stage show. That's what leaping upon the altar. Stage show. They're having fantastic stage show. These days, praise and worship happens with lip movements. Have you noticed that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They record some in the studio and then they come here. Like Michael Jackson, they come. The worship leaders. They are the biggest people. Without them, worship will not happen. I like to be called as a worship leader. But today's trend is getting very, very dangerous. Be careful. Hallelujah. So they danced where? On the altar. Leaped on the altar. When you see people leaping and doing all those things, be mindful. That's the first sign. The altar is the place where God's glory has to come. But where they want to project themselves, you know, that's leaping on the altar. They want to be everywhere. Amen. And then, 27, Elijah had a good humor also, okay? Thank God he was not in India, he would have been killed. Look at, in 27, it came to pass that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God, either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth, and must be awaked. So Elijah is giving gas from here. He might be sleeping, he might do something, man, do, wake him up. Hallelujah. And then you look at what's happening in verse 28. And they cried out aloud. Sound, big sound was there. And cut themselves after their manners with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out up from them. So they... These days, harming themselves is a big trend. They like to... Tattooing, what is that? It's similar to the knife only. These days, worship leaders without tattoo is a gone trend. You should have some markings on your body. And you go and worship with them, I do not know what spirit will come to you. May you be safe in Jesus' name. If in your house, if you four or five of them with similar faith come and sing that, oh Lord, my God, the Lord will come. These fellows, what are they doing? God only knows. Yes. Cutting themselves, piercing. They like that pain. Pain is the new pleasure. How many of you understand that? Don't understand that. Are you in the same world that I am living or no? They want to mark themselves. They want to... I heard that those who put tattoo, they are prone to cancer because of the chemicals. They release chemicals into their body. God said, do not cut yourself. Worship God with trembling. When you go to the gym body and come and show your everything... I'm not against gym. Go to gym. Be fit, but be spiritually fit also. Amen. Some women, before they get married, they want to go to gym. Why? Trimming their body. Jump on the treadmill. Many of them are like that only. Where are you walking, brother? No. Where are you going? Who is walking? The treadmill is running. You are just... Because the treadmill is running, you are also... Our lives are like that. Because the something is running in our life, but you are still in the same place, no change. Hallelujah. Slim or fat, God has made you. Be happy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, here we read, they were cutting themselves. Blood gushed out. And it is not over. They were crying out loud. Big praise and worship. Big sound. Look at verse 29. And it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. What were they doing? Prophesying. My goodness. I told in the Tamil service this. So suddenly, the prophet will come and say, your PIN number, credit card CVV number, 447. Giri is thinking, how did this get go? Says the Lord. The Lord will not do that. If I know his credit card number and CVV number, I'm a thief.
So how does this work? Some research I did, I'm not telling you all of them are like that. So Facebook, there will be an event created. Okay? Prophetic night with Pastor Ashley. Okay, imagine. So what I do, I go to that page. Many people are interested. Naveen Kumar. Looking at him. I am going to his profile. He is there standing in front of Grand Canyon. Or whatever. So display picture, he is like a big traveler. So I come here and say, in my iPhone, I note it down. And then I come and I open my iPhone. Naveen Kumar, who is he? Now, I don't know him. But I have snooped into his profile. Your wife. Her name is Sheba. Even I didn't know the name of my wife. How do you know, Prophet? You both have a big difference in everything. You have been to states in this side. By the time, so God is mindful of you. Naveen by that time is sobbing. God from heaven, my goodness, he knows everything. So God is telling, he is going to give you a big job in the next 2 months. Come and put your offering. Where? So Naveen Garu said, my God, this is going to be, he's not asking, he used to ask her, this no opinion at all. Go, put it in the offer. This is some way, I'm not telling all prophecies are like this, okay, don't, but some prophets are like that. In some meetings I have seen people, you know, they write their addresses and names, and for a covenant or something like that. So they lift their, so immediately I'm the pastor, okay, all of you lift your hands and pray out loud, close your eyes. So Shraddha is also praying very, all of you are, I am opening. And I am seeing Brother Vijay address, Shraddha's address. On my right side, Arikere Main Road. Vijay, how do you know? I don't know anything about you. But what did I do? I looked into your card. Just for a moment. By the time, I got the prophesying. Friends, all prophesying is not correct. Prophesying will bring you closer to the Lord. It will not show you magic. See how I know? That's not all these, especially in your part of the country, brother, you know it all. Hallelujah. In Africa, we see a lot of, like shops, we have prophets. Everywhere. So they're all experts, big experts. You will not fall prey to any new age movement, new cult movement in the name of Jesus. Amen. But Elijah was all alone. Look at how Elijah was all alone. 450 people. See friends, spiritual life should not be understood by the count. Hallelujah. In our church we have 100 plus people coming, 120, 130, if all of them come, 130 with children, 140, 130. There are thousands gathering, praise the Lord. That's good. But God has given these hundreds to me. I'm only capable of that probably now. But that is not, the size of my church is not the deciding factor of who I am in the Lord. It might be two people, but two people like Elijah can shake the world. Hallelujah. One Elijah in the Mount Carmel. There was only one Elijah in the Mount Carmel. And you see what is happening there. And offering of the evening sacrifice, there was neither voice, nor any answer, nor any that regarded. Listen, if you are in a place when you are praying, and when you cry, there is no answer, that is not the place you have to be in. You understand what I'm telling you? No voice, no answer, nor anyone that regarded. If you go to a big church, Vijay Kumar, who are you? Who cares about you? In a small church like us, I'm not against big churches, I like big churches. But if there is, in your big church, there is a mechanism of regarding you, that's very important. Amen? If you are one among the crowd, one in a million, we are his choice. You remember that? Let us rejoice. See, some people do not like to be regarded. But a church is a place where you need to be regarded, where your spiritual life, you are accountable. You are accountable. Hallelujah. In Shelter House, Brother Sujo is accountable to me. Yeah?
He has no right to fight with his wife. I will come and ask him. How dare you put your... Yeah. In shelter house, Shraddha and Samiksha are accountable to me. I am accountable to them. So that's how it is. We walk according to the framework of God's word. As we grow, we have to build up mechanisms for that. Once transparency and accountability is gone, we are in danger ground. So, may you not go and put your head in a place where you are not hearing a voice, where you are not regarded, or where there is no answer. Amen. But you will hear answers from the Lord. You will hear the voice of the Lord. Above all, you will hear the fire of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you 7 steps in which you will see fire from the Lord. Okay? 7. Amen. Number 1. 1 Kings 18 and verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. Come to me. That is the first step of fire prayer. Come unto me. You give an invitation to pray. You give an invitation to pray. You know of somebody who is suffering. And what will you do? You know that you have the Lord Jesus inside of you. You are living in that constant awareness of the Lord Jesus. Not without the awareness. You know that you have the Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, we read Peter and John going to the temple in the time of prayer. And then we read, look at Acts chapter 3. Just want to say that. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3 and verse 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. There was a beggar who was crippled there. He was asking for alms and he was not looking at anybody. He was just doing like this. Give me something. Paul and Peter and John said, look at us. Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Today I command you in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. It's enough that you are laying down in that same situation for a long time. It's been a long time. In fact, from your birth you are laying there, depressed, discouraged. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, silver and gold cannot make you to walk, but something which I have, I give unto you. I deposit in your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Somebody who understand the name of Jesus, put your hands together, clap your hands together and give God a shout of praise. Rise up and walk. It's a time to walk. It's a time to rise up. It's a time to come out of your problems. It's a time to come out of your discouragements. Rise up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will know. See friends, you have something which the world doesn't have, and that's the name of Jesus. Give it to the people. Come unto me. So Elijah said, come to me. In your colony, you are the only one who is having the Lord Jesus. In your company, you are the only one who is having the Lord Jesus. Will you say, come to me? Let's pray together. Nothing else. Come to me. Let's pray. Invitation to prayer. I don't have time, so I'm going quickly. So when is the last time you gave an invitation to somebody for prayer? So that you will pray for them in your house. It might be your relative. It might be your loved one. It might be your friend. You can just tell you, come over. I'm concerned about you. Let's pray together. And for the first time in their life, their eyes will be opened to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Invitation to prayer. Prayer. Come to me. And the Bible says, all of them came near to him. Before Carmel experience, no one came near him. But at the start of Carmel, people are coming to him. May people come to you in the name of Jesus. May people come to you. Pray for me, brother. And you, with all humility, what's that? With all humility, you will minister in the name of Jesus. That's all. Not to become a big fashion icon. Not to become a big thing. Open your house. And say, brother, let's pray together. Let's pray. Give an invitation to prayer. So people who give invitation to prayer will experience people coming to them and their prayers will be impactful. Number 2. And all the people came near unto him and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Now, these fellows were leaping on the altar, right? While they leapt, many people were there. It is all fall flat. The altar of the Lord was broken down. Second important aspect
to have powerful prayer is a life of introspection. Introspection. What is introspection? You're looking at yourself. Is there any way, is there any breach that has come inside? In your family? Is there family prayer? Today I feel so strong in my spirit to tell all of you, mandatory, have family prayer. Mandatory. Whatever has been closed down for ages, let it start again from tonight. Family prayer. You might be thinking, I'm working in night shift, pastor, no problem. Skype, WhatsApp video call, get inside. Google Duo. Again, anything is there? Microsoft, what is that? Zoom. You can zoom in. Hallelujah. You can zoom on. And you can see the work of God in your life. Hallelujah. So you are in your office. Your children and wife are in the house. You're singing a song just for 5-10 minutes. And you're learning the ways of the Lord. And through technology, you're touching lives. Amen. You can do it. So may family prayers be rebuilt in the name of Jesus. What is that area which is having a leakage in your life? Too much of eating will break your altar. Repair your altar in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 139 says, last verse, search me, O God, and try me, and see if there is anything wicked in me. See me, Lord. Try me in your presence. Lead me in the path everlasting. Search me, O God. Hallelujah. When you introspect. And then the Bible says in verse 31, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, Israel shall be thy name. Third thing is initiate. Elijah alone, he didn't look for anybody else. He initiated the work of the Lord. Will you do some initiation? Initiate. Will you be that person who will move the stone? Will you build the altar of God? Have you dug trenches in your heart which can store God's word? Today, may all the altars be built back in the name of Jesus. And may you dig some trenches where you will hold God's word. Hallelujah. 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 And the Bible says, this was his, he imbibed God's word. Imbibing. Receiving God's word. Number one, inviting people, invitation to prayer. Second, introspection of life. Third, initiating the work of God. Fourth, imbibing the word of God. 33, he put the wood in order. What is that? Wood in order. Because wood is the place where fire falls. What is wood? Life. Your life should be in order. May all this disoriented life come together in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are a mother, you are working. Come and spend time with your children. Don't leave them to the nanny and nana and all. No. As a mother, you have to take care of your children. As a father, you have to spend time with your children. Prioritize. Church should be your priority. The work of God should be your priority. The kingdom of God should be in your blood. Hallelujah. Because it's on the wood that the fire falls. It's on your life that the fire falls. It's on the firewood. It's on your life. What is your priority in life? May the wood, every disordered wood, be ordered in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your personal meditation life. How is it? And the Bible says, he cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water, pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the third time. So how many times did they fill? 12 times. 3 times 4 barrels with water, they filled the altar. Bible says in verse 35, and the water ran round about the altar. May water run in your life in Jesus' name. Water ran around the altar. There was a flow of God's word. May your house be filled with God's word. There will be no lack of God's word in your heart.
When sickness come, Exodus 15:26 will run in your life. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we are made whole. Psalm 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He who forgives all our iniquities, he who heals all our sicknesses. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, he bore our sins on his body on the tree, that by his wounds you are healed. So let water flow. This shows the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Word. Like a petrol tank which is being full, then also they will put, can I top it all up? Top it up with God's Word. Top up with God's Word. Top up your life with God's Word. Let the Word of God run so powerfully in your family. Let the Word of God run so much in your heart. But with a closed Bible, you cannot do that. Dig trenches and let water come in. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will have such a water inflow into your system that you will not be able to contain it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then in verse 36, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. Let it be known this day, not any other day. He came and said, O God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel, let it be known today. From today, your life will show the glory of God in whatever you do. I want to tell you, friends, when you pray, O God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel, the fire will start coming. Because that's a covenant which you are praying. O God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. How many servants of God are here? You're all servants of God. Yes. I want to take a series on servants of God. Then you'll understand what is a servant of God. When you hear God's word and do it, you become servants of God. And Elijah is praying a short prayer. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. God will make it known that he is the God in your family. He is God in your career. He is God in your children. He is God in your future. Starting from this day, if you are ready to intercede. After introspecting, after initiating, after imbibing, after infilling, it's the time for intercession. At last he says, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. Verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell. Then the fire of the Lord fell. Last thing is impacting prayers. Impact of prayers. The fire of God fell. While the people of Baal prayed, no fire came. Not even a smoke. But when Elijah prayed, fire came. May your prayers be fire-filled. Fire-filled. The fire of the Lord. People will know in your presence that you carry the presence of the Lord. And they will turn to the Lord and say, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.